has ever written. Your only alternative to suicide in this situation is to call a rock musician. This makes you feel smart again, and you can get on with the business of not writing. Variation on this theme number 3. You are writing. Another writer calls you to talk about not writing. You announce that you are. Masochistically, he inquires as to what it is that you are writing. You inform him modestly that it's just a little something vaguely reminiscent of, say, an ideal husband, perhaps a bit funnier. Your behavior at his funeral the following day is marked by enormous dignity and grace.
Fran, when did you write that?
I think I was in my 20s. I'm in my 40s now.
Are the feelings expressed in that reading still feelings that you have?
Actually, not, in the sense that I don't think about other writers at all anymore, which I guess I did then. If my life was more collegial at that time, by which I mean I hung out in bars all the time, and so that I think I had more contact with other people in that way, you know, perhaps more competitive in the sense of were they getting work done. Now I just assume everyone is getting more work done than I am, and I go from there.
It's interesting because you have, you know, you became famous for your writing, and then you became famous for not writing. In a way, it's really quite a racket. I mean, you're very famous for not doing something. Can you make a living not writing?
Well, I did. Barely. I mean, you don't do very well. Let's put it that way. No, I didn't make a living not writing, but I managed to make a living even though I wasn't writing.
Doing what?
Talking. Mostly what I did during the several thousand years that I wasn't working was I did a seriously inordinate number of college lecture dates, by which I mean almost nonstop. And so I just talked. I read from my old books, which were getting older and older. and then I would answer questions from the audience in an entertaining fashion. And I did that. I went from college to college. I was the Willie Loman of literature. It was a very depressing period of my life.
So we're talking about this in the past tense. It's ended?
Yes, it's been ended for about 2.5 years.
And you're writing what?
I'm writing a novel.
Called?
Exterior Signs of Wealth.
Now, that's the novel you said you were writing in the early 80s.
Yes, that's the novel that I was, that's the novel that I was supposed to be writing when I finished social studies. The idea was that I would now write this novel called Exterior Signs of Wealth. But then I stopped writing. So when I started writing again about 2.5 years ago, it was the same title and in certain respects the same novel, although, of course, not at all the novel I would have written then.
What changed that made you able to write again?
And I really don't know. I mean, just as I don't really know exactly why I couldn't write, but perhaps in some way my fear of writing became eclipsed by my fear of not writing. You know, 10 years, that's serious. You know, you begin to say, well, this is serious. And also, I think that what happened was it became harder work not to write than to write. And so I went with the easier thing.
Well, what do you like and what do you hate about writing?
Well, I used to say that I liked nothing about writing, that what I liked about writing was having written. But now, in my middle years, I actually find writing to be, if not really pleasurable, at least more interesting than the rest of life. This probably is a function of my age. I mean, life is more interesting than writing when you're young, and life is newer. Now, I think it's more entertaining, at least to me, to reflect upon it than actually to have to live it. I mean, I don't know. Toni Morrison told me that she liked to write very much, and I said, why? And she said, because without writing, you're stuck with life. And that does become, or it has become true for me.
So could you talk a little bit about what the new novel is about, or would you prefer not to?
Oh, it's not that I prefer not to. It's kind of hard to describe. I mean, it's not a book that's easily described. I mean, I always think a book that's easily described is A Shark Came and Ate Everyone. It takes place over 20 years. It starts in 1971. It ends in 1990. It has, unlike most contemporary fiction, it has a large number of characters in it. I mean, something that's always struck me about contemporary fiction is it doesn't seem to be like almost everyone in all the characters in contemporary novels know practically no one. There are never more than 4 or 5 people in a book, and they only know 2 or 3 people. And although I would consider this to be a very happy state of affairs in reality, it's not true, I think, in most people's lives. So it has a great many characters, not a lot of plot. And it's set largely in New York, although there are scenes set elsewhere. It is meant to be funny, although not to the same extent that my essays were. In other words, I mean, that's not my primary concern while I'm writing it. And it's about a lot of things, including kind of the end of bohemianism, which I think is no longer a real possibility in this country.
Why not?